Morning, Mojo.
Good morning.
So this is your third album. It's a really personal piece of work. Why did you decide that now was the time to really open up about your family history?
I think I was just ready. Yeah. As simple as that. Like, I don't know, there were a few things that were kind of catalysts for me starting to think differently about stuff. But I think I just reached a point where I was like, you know, whether it was like a point of frustration and just like, or a point of like real, like just confidence in myself to kind of sort of own all of that stuff. And just, I don't know, timing. It just felt like the right time.
I read as well that you'd been pretty heavily discouraged to not speak about some of the topics like race and homophobia, some of those heavier topics. At what point did you decide that, you know, this was the right time to talk about these things explicitly rather than...
Well,
Yeah,
I guess when I was younger, you know, when I was like first sort of starting out in the music industry, you know, I was kind of... I was sort of steered away from that by other people in the industry who were sort of kind of involved in my career or just like around. And they, you know, sort of, oh, this can really alienate your audience. And, you know, this is not what people want to hear about when they're listening to live music. So I took it to heart. You know, I was young. I really wanted to make music. And I think I thought, well, you know, you're right. Like, maybe I want to be recognized, I want to be recognized for my merits. You know, I want it to be about the music. Maybe the gesture of like, kind of putting myself on stage as a person of color, as a queer person of color. Maybe that, you know, in itself is political, and I don't need to kind of dissect all those parts of my identity and what that means, like through music. Maybe I can just like make music and people will like it, and you know, and that's enough. And then it just sort of reached a point where I realized that other people, even though I wasn't doing that, other people were kind of politicizing my identity. And so it was, you know, I was like, if we're going to talk about this, I just want to do it on my own terms and kind of remind everyone that this isn't just a conversation about academia. We don't, you know, you can intellectualize my experience in the world, but also these are really personal stories. They're actually stories about, well, you know, they're really common stories for a lot of people. And I think when that conversation around identity politics is being had, it's often just, you know, it becomes really intellectualized and people forget. So, yeah, for me it was like, okay, I think, you know, the conversation's being had in a broader sort of sense out in the world. Maybe I need to participate in that conversation, but if we're going to, yeah, I want to do it this way.
And speaking of, I guess, addressing these issues on your own terms, there was an incident a couple of months ago from the music where there was the review where I know the intention was positive, but quite a derogatory language was used to make the point. And you came out and responded to that, and it was a really classy and eloquent response. Was that, I guess, an extension of addressing these on your own terms?
Yeah, well, you know, I feel like it sort of feels like we've got to this point on social media, and you know, that's sort of where all of these things are taking place. This is where everything's being hashed out, or a lot, you know, a lot of the time. So I felt like, you know, I feel like we've reached this point where there's an inevitable backlash to anything that's said. Like, you post something online and then there's a fight about it. And that in itself is like something that I've kind of addressed in some of my songwriting, I think, and I've found quite frustrating. I don't think it's healthy. That's just my opinion. But anyhow, I knew that there was no way to sort of handle this or address it that wasn't going to be, you know, met with a lot of discussion. And that's good. Discussion is good. But I wanted to set the tone of that because I knew that if I just came out guns blazing, you know, it wasn't going to be positive for anyone, least of all myself. And I just sort of took a couple of days to sort of reflect on it and really think about all of the things that I wanted to say and try and address those things in one go. Just for my own sort of mental health, you know, and self-care, just to like just say these things and then step away from it. I want to look back at that. But, you know, because I've had those conversations, I've had them all my life, and I've had them in private, and I've had them face to face with people. I don't need to kind of get amongst it with strangers and sort of have them tell me why I don't have the right to be offended by the use of certain language. And I don't know, it's as simple as that, really. I just, I wanted to give the most thoughtful response and something that was positive, that kind of drove the conversation in a positive light towards some kind of healing for people, you know, recognition of why those comments were hurtful, but like offering the opportunity for people to kind of maybe learn something from that, maybe like acknowledge that they've made mistakes and that doesn't mean that you're inherently bad or evil or even racist. Like, there is a certain level of unconscious racism that we all have. I know I've had internalized racism from years and years and years of kind of, I guess, feeling otherized, and that's something I've had to process on my own. You know, it's like, no, it's not okay to be racist. We can all do better always. But like, if you make a mistake, that doesn't have to define you. So that's what I was trying to do, was trying to go, like, let's not get immediately on the defense. Let's not immediately tear shreds off one another. Let's talk actually as adults and have a real conversation about why this is hurtful and how we can all do better.
This is a lot of this album is about your family as well. You've got your dad and your grandmother involved on the album. How have they reacted now that the album's out?
My family's, you know, they're all pretty chill. They're like, oh, Mom, that's really cool. No, they've been so supportive. You know, like, the family turned up. We did a series of preview shows, including one of the, at the Opera House a month or so ago, and you know, the family all turned up for it and they were pretty cute. I think they like it. I can't tell, but I'm pretty sure they like it.
It's classic family, isn't it? I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure they're on board.
Yeah.
Mojo, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Oh, not at all. Anytime.
You have got a song for us.
I do. I'm a little croaky. Look, I'm going to be really, really honest, and I don't think I'm as much of a morning person as you are.
We'll forgive you. We will forgive you.
So I'm still, you know, still waking up a little bit, but I got a tune here for you.
Yeah, good to go. So,
this is one of, you know, this is a backing band that I prepared earlier.
We've got them in studio, just picture the bands everywhere.
Cool. This is called Bound To. Used to be so young, and we were so in love. We had all the time in the world, but there never was enough. Remember when I saw you singing with the band and lit up by the blue moon when I first held your hand? Remember when you saw me swimming in a pool. I was showing off, I was making all my moves, I was trying to act so cool. We don't have to be bound to our fear. You know I will always be here. We don't have to be bound to our fears. You know I will always be here. Please don't be bound to your fear. You know I will always be here. Now they can separate us, but they can't keep us apart. 'Cause it's been 50 years and I give you 50 more in the beat of a heart. Why don't you meet me where we first met? I promise it'll be the same. I wouldn't change a single thing about the past. In fact, I'd do it all again. No, 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 you'll never be alone. Oh, no, 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 never be alone. No, 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 you'll never be alone. Oh, no, 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 never be alone. Please don't be bound to your fear. You know I will always be here. Please don't be bound to your fears. You know I will always be here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks
so much, Mojo Juju there.